it's a shame that we as Christians don't pray and stand up against evil, because there should be no daddies leave home. I hate to say this, but you know what I would like to do to every daddy that walks off after he gets a woman pregnant and has two or three or four children, and then walks in and tells her he don't love her and he wants a divorce? I would just love to see a great big punching bag come out with a big fist in it and just hit him right in the nose, just straight on, and pound him out the front door. When that happens, we need some granddaddies that are men of God that would go over to their son's house when he makes a statement like that and get him out there and whoop him with a 2x4 and tell him, you give up your right. You give up your right to do this. When you took that woman and you had a baby with that child, with that woman, from now on, you're committed to that woman and you're going to work hard to support that woman. Did you know that's the way we used to live when I was raised up? You know, there was no divorces in the town I lived in. I had 22 people in my graduating class when I graduated from high school, and all 22 of us had the same set of parents when we graduated as we did when we started. There was not one divorce, not one. Yet when we come up here years later, my son started a Northwest high school. He come home after a few days and said, Dad, what's wrong with us? I said, what do you mean, what's wrong with us? He said, Daddy, I'm the only boy in the class that don't have at least two or three sets of parents. I said, well, son, then we're the only normal parent in the bunch. And I said, it'll always be like this with us. I said, we'll not be a mixed family. As long as your mother and I are alive, we will be together. I can guarantee you, when I married her and she married me, we made a decision right then. We married forever. For better, for worse, whatever, we were married. And the main reason we did that, because we took an oath before God. And that's the beautiful part. My wife was a Christian at the time. I was a Christian at the time because we were raised up in a Christian home. My heart breaks for you boys that I see the same thing in all of your life. You have a lack of parenting. And I didn't have that. I had a parent, mother, father that loved me, that would do anything for me, that was a perfect example for me, and that's why I haven't had to go through what you guys have had to go through. I am so grateful because I had a good mom and a good dad. And now I can understand if a man of the world does this, but I can't understand a man that's been going to church that does this. These are the men I want to, you know, knock some sense in them, because, you know, this should never be. And in fact, I may even make this statement, if you're a true Christian, you won't never do that. You won't ever do it. If you're a true Christian, you've really been born again, you've really been filled with the Spirit of God, you will never get away from God. I mean, there may be some things that'll happen in your life. You may wish you wanted to change or you could change, but you will never get away from God. You'll never leave Him. I mean, I got saved when I was 11 years of age, and I have never had a backsliding time, and I'm 74. I knew God was real. My mother and daddy demonstrated Him to me. You know, they prayed for me everywhere. Even when I went to Vietnam, to fight in Vietnam for this country, my mother said she had never seen my daddy pray for me as much as he did when I was in Vietnam. He was so afraid I wasn't coming back. That's the kind of family I had. And I praise God for that family. My heart breaks when I see men like you guys. It took you so long to find the answer, and the same thread goes through all of you. You didn't have a good family. You didn't have a husband, a man that would stand, that would love his wife like Christ loved the church. And that's what causes all these problems. The governor was right the other day when he said, what we need in America, we don't need to take up the guns. He said, we need to get back to Jesus. I thought, that's exactly what we need. We need to get people in church, and then we need to get men in church that will produce a demonstration of the Holy Spirit's power so men will know that God is real. Now, I'm going to share a couple of things with you today about how awesome God is. And I'm going to read a couple of scriptures to you. I quoted these scriptures to somebody the other day, and they had obviously never heard them, and it really shocked them when I read this, but it's in Luke 12, 47 and 48. I want you to see this, Luke 12, 47 and 48. and in the King James Bible, and that servant, now that's what we are, you know, we're servants of God, and that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Now, you know, people don't believe God will do these kind of things, but I don't care who you are. If you get out of the will of God, you're going to be beaten with many stripes. Now, those stripes come in many different ways, but people don't understand where this is coming from. And he says, but he that knoweth not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. Did you ever think about God putting a scripture in the Word that says if you don't obey him, he will beat you with stripes? But let me tell you, he'll do that. These men have encountered those beatings. They have encountered them, and they didn't even understand where they were coming from. But they were coming from God, because God was doing what he could to beat these men with stripes, to get them to the point where they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Amen. And if he can bring you to that point, and you come to the point where you men have come to, it's unfortunate that a lot of people don't ever get there. A lot of people die and they go to hell every day, and God is trying his best to get our attention, to straighten us up, to get us to come to him. He wants us to love him and serve him and worship him. That's what he put us here for. This is the whole purpose of your being here on this planet. Like the song y'all sang, this is not our home. You know, this is not where we're to be, but it's your home for a few years. Now, it ain't going to be long. 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years at best. Very few people ever get to be 100 years old. Most people now from 60 to 80, it's all over. When I was a young man, my dad was 50. Come in one day and I was 15 and he was 50. He was sitting there in his easy chair trying to get easy. I said, what's wrong, Dad? Something wrong with you? He said, son, my back's killing me. He had heavy equipment. He was always working on bulldozers. He always worked hard, worked from can to can. My dad was the only 165-pound man I ever knew in my life that could reach over and take a 400-pound barrel of diesel and tilt it over in the back of his pickup and flop it right side up by himself. I can't do that, never have been able to do that to my day, but he could. He was a man's man, but he only weighed 165 pounds, but he was a man that knew how to love, and he loved me, he loved my mother, and my mother loved him, and we had a great life. And so because my daddy was such a good man and my mother was such a good woman, and my whole life, as I think about this young man saying he saw his daddy beat his mother and all that, I never even heard my daddy speak a loud word to my mother. Never. He loved her. I remember one time we were sitting at dinner. Mother had scrimped to fix us a beautiful dinner the best she could. And when I sat down to dinner, I said, Mom, is this all we got for dinner? My daddy looked at me and he said, son, if you don't like what your mother's prepared for dinner, you just go outside until you get hungry, and then you come back in, you'll enjoy what she's got. He said, I don't never want to hear you say another word about what your mother fixes. You just praise God and eat it. And let me tell you, that's what I did from that day forth. He didn't have to tell me for one time, because I knew he had a razor trap on the wall. And I knew if I had to be told the second time, I knew what had happened to my backside, and I wasn't going to like it. I'd already had that a time or two before. But that's what's wrong with us. You know, we're not beaten with those stripes by our dad when we do something wrong. We shouldn't have to be beaten much. But if you run into a child that didn't have a daddy or didn't have a mother, the child has never been spanked by a loving father. And if he's not been spanked by a loving father, he'll never learn how to be obedient. He'll never learn that God will beat him with stripes. He'll beat you with either few stripes or many stripes. I will have to say, the more you know, the greater becomes the requirement, as you see there. God expects more. Now I'm going to tell you something about me and something that happened to me this week. First, I'm going to tell you something that happened to me 20 years ago, 25 years ago. About 25 years ago, I was not near the man of faith that I am today. I've grown a lot in the Lord in the last 25 years. But I still knew Jesus really well. I was a deacon in a Baptist church, a Sunday school teacher in a Baptist church, and I studied God's Word a lot. I read the Word, and I knew a lot of the promises of God. And I was way ahead. My own pastor told me at the Baptist church, he said one day, "Thurman is the only man in church that knows more about the Bible than I do." He said, "But he studies it more than I do." And that's probably true, but I did read it. I didn't read it to be smarter than him. I read it because I loved God and I wanted to know more about God. And I just had a burning desire in my heart to learn and know about God. And so I know he put that in there. I had nothing to do with it. It was totally him. I was working for a large corporation as an engineer, and I was in Kansas City, and we had a big compactor, and we had to fix this big compactor. And when we did and we put it back in place, when they set it in there, it locked about 2 inches lining up, and the thing probably weighed 5,000 pounds at least. And so we had to move it. And so we got some great big pipes, long pipes, and we put them in the right place. And I remember I was out there on the end of one of them pipes, you know, with my feet on the wall, pulling with all my weight to move that thing into place. And we finally got it in there, all right, where we could get the bolts in it. But in the process, I felt a tear in my lower stomach. Well, I didn't think anything about it until I got to the hotel that night. And when I took my clothes off to take a shower, I looked down, there was a bulge on my side. And I thought, wow, what is this? I never seen that before. So I went ahead and took my shower, and it was all soft and bulgy right there. And so I went and laid down in the bed. And when I laid down, I looked down, and it's not there. I said, well, I don't know what that was, but it's gone away. I'm okay. You know, but I didn't realize the next morning when I got up, it was there again when I stood up. When I lay down, I'm okay. But when I stand up, it's there. And I didn't know what it was. I'd never seen one of these things. So when I come home from there that day, I told my wife, I said, you know, I don't know what has happened to me, but something. And I showed her this bulge on my side, and she got her medical book out and began to read. And she said, this is a hernia. This is what this is. Said, you've done something to cause a tear in your inner liner in your stomach.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Surgery Without Anesthesia, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on DVD or CD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.